1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Writers behind some of your favorite shows and series are on strike nationwide. From New York City to Los Angeles, 11,000 Writers Guild members working on Hollywood TV and studio productions walked off the job after union negotiations failed with media companies. They're demanding better pay over residuals from streaming platforms. Peter Ackerman was out on the picket lines in Manhattan.
Our wages have deflated and we can't make a living wage anymore. Sometimes we're employed for 12 weeks out of the year when shows used to be 10 months out of the year.
It's the first time WGA film and TV screenwriters have gone on strike in nearly 16 years. The Justice Department announced 300 arrests worldwide and millions of drugs seized in what it calls the largest international drug trafficker operation targeting opioids and fentanyl on the dark web. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing today focusing on whether ethics guidelines are needed for Supreme Court justices. This is ABC News. 4 days after murders of five family members in Cleveland, Texas, the lone suspect is still on the run.
According to the residents of the Trails End subdivision, it's not unusual for people to blow off steam by firing guns into the air. Dale Tiller says the police have been called before.
We haven't had any help from law enforcement in the past.
Francisco Oropesa was firing off his AR-15 Friday when neighbors asked him to stop. Police say he responded by killing five of them. Tiller says,
I think they really dropped the ball on this one.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
While marijuana is legal in more places, more dogs are getting sick after eating discarded joints. Experts warn that while the non-high-inducing compound CBD can be okay for some animals, THC, which makes you high, is highly toxic for dogs. The FAA is hoping to make flights along the East Coast faster. It's created 169 new flight routes to help avoid traffic. The FAA is abandoning older routes. Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Highway 35 between DeSoto and Ferryville remains closed after the freight train derailment last week. Two BNSF engines and 10 railroad cars derailed Thursday, with two of the cars ending up in the flooded Mississippi River. Closing the highway allows crews and equipment access to the derailment site to start cleanup. The cars contain paint, oxygen, and lithium-ion batteries. A containment boom has been placed as a precaution to collect diesel fuel and other hazardous materials from the river. There is no word yet on when the highway will reopen. 17 years in prison for a former Wisconsin high school student. Now 20-year-old Grant Furman was convicted earlier this year of attacking his high school's police officer in 2019 at Oshkosh West. Furman had been facing 60 years for stabbing the school's resource officer in the neck with a barbecue fork. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Writers behind some of your favorite shows and series are on...
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. The biggest issue right now facing the country, the biggest issue facing journalism and all of our attention, is the imminent default by the United States, by our country, by America, on its debt. By the failure of the Republican Party to extend the debt limit. Let me give you the latest developments and then some thoughts on how we can address it. The latest developments are that Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, announced that our debt limit has already been exceeded. It was exceeded in January, but through various accounting mechanisms, she's been able to pay the bills. But it could be as early as June 1, which is earlier than we'd thought before. June 1, that we'll have to stop paying our debts, June 1. And that is because receipts, tax receipts coming in based on the April this year, it was the 17th deadline, were slightly less vigorous than anticipated. It could be a week later, June 8th, it could be June 15th, but she's sounding the alarm on June 1st. The Senate Republicans, there had been some talk about agreeing to a short-term debt limit extension so we could continue to talk. Senate Republicans ruled that out, said they'd filibuster it. Manchin and Sinema are unreliable, and I do not believe that they would vote to suspend the filibuster to save the country, sadly. I'm sad to say that. Joe Biden showed leadership. He invited all of the congressional, that's the Senate and the House, leadership for a meeting in the White House on May 9. But he then goes to Japan for the G7 meeting. He's going to be gone. And Australia, gone chunk of May. And here's the reality. In May, there will be 15 days that the Senate is in session. May, there will be 12 days that the House is in session. It's got to be done on some of those days with Biden here to sign it, although he could sign it when he's traveling. They could just fax it to him and get it that way. One good development, you know, we've talked before, and I'm going to talk right now about some of the remedies for this thing, but one good development is the House, the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, 213 Democrats, would take 218 to pass it. He filed a discharge petition. discharge petition is a petition that congressmen can file if the majority seems to be obstructing what needs to be done and is put to a vote. All 213 Democrats will vote for the discharge petition. The discharge petition is a discharge of a bill, a clean debt limit extension bill that was filed by the Democrats back in January, a clean one. No funny stuff, no skullduggery, no negotiating about undoing matters that have already been voted on and already been committed and funded. But it's going to take five Republicans to sign on. So when the discharge petition is presented for a vote, and remember the House is only in session 12 days in May, 12 days, it's going to be presented. We need five Republicans. Who are the five Republicans? There are a couple of moderate Republicans in New York who, frankly, in my opinion, they know their district better than I do. But so does the Democratic Party in New York know it better than I do. I don't see how they can get reelected if they let the country default. A couple of congressmen in California, the same thing. A couple of congressmen, Republican moderates in Pennsylvania, the same way. But let's talk about Wisconsin. I'm in Wisconsin. I'm broadcasting in Wisconsin, and many of you are listening in Wisconsin. Where the hell are our congressmen? There are eight congressmen in Wisconsin. And when I say congressmen, I mean members of the House of Representatives, because technically the Senate and the House together are the Congress. So in the House of Representatives, six of them, because of gerrymandering only, are Republicans. Two of them are Democrats. One in Milwaukee, one in Madison. Of the six, let's go through it real quick. In the first congressional district, if it weren't for gerrymandering, Style wouldn't be in there. Les Aspin had that seat at one time. In the third congressional district, if it weren't for gerrymandering, Van Orden wouldn't have it. Remember, Ron Kind and Al Baldus had it at one time. In the seventh congressional district, Tiffany wouldn't have it except for gerrymandering, because Dave Obey had it at one time. In the 8th congressional district, weren't for gerrymandering. Remember, Steve Kagan and Father Cornell had it at one time. It was competitive. Instead of the Democrats having two seats out of eight, 25%, we'd have at least four seats and probably five out of eight with fair maps. Janet Porter Sewitz is on the Supreme Court now. We have some hope, but realistically, that ain't going to happen right now, and it may not happen even in 2024, maybe 2026, before that all gets sorted out. We'll see. We'll see. So I've got a question. Does anybody out there live in the first congressional district, the third, the seventh, the eighth? The sixth and the fifth are hopeless, Grothman and Fitzgerald. But of those four, does anybody live there? I know you do, of course. How about getting in gear here and making it clear to these guys, if they stand by and they let this country default on its debt for the first time in history, destabilize the dollar, destabilize our leadership in the world, encourage China to continue to cheat us, attack us, insult us, possibly invade Taiwan, give aid and comfort to the genocidal sadist Putin, who deserves to be killed. He's a murderer, a Hitlerian character. You will give aid and comfort to him. And then clowns, are you thinking of running statewide, are you? What, for the Senate? Governor maybe someday, something else? You sit there and draw a salary and injure the United States? I don't think so. Well, here are some of the options, and then we're going to go to the lines. One option is the discharge petition, but it's going to take five Republicans. Take five Republicans. Remember something. This isn't about new spending. This isn't about the debt or the dollar or anything like that. This money was already passed and signed by the President of the United States after passing bipartisan in both houses, part infrastructure, soft infrastructure, and COVID relief. It's already been passed. Much of it's spent. Donald Trump put $7 trillion on it. At the time, a quarter of the debt. The debt had been $21 trillion. He goosed it to $28 trillion. Now it's $31 trillion. And they don't want to pay Donald Trump's debts. They were happy to boast about it. These guys all went around their districts in Alabama, Mississippi. Hey, we got a new bridge. They didn't say because of Biden or the Democrat. No, we got a new bridge because of me when they voted against the bridge. And now they don't want to pay for the bridge. You see what's happening. There are a handful of ways that we can handle this. The discharge petition is the cleanest because it would show support of Congress. The Senate would then pass it. The president would sign it. And we would be saved. The other things that can be done, one, and this is very strange, I'm going to throw it out, believe it or not, the law permits the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve to coin a $1 trillion platinum coin. Yeah, you got that right, a $1 trillion platinum coin. And just keep it in a drawer, obviously a safe, and then use that as the basis to get beyond the debt limit. But the fact is that investors aren't going to like that. Foreign countries aren't going to like that. And it looks like trickery. The other thing that could be done is under the 14th Amendment, it says on its face, passed in 1868, the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be called into question. Joe Biden can simply invoke that and say, I direct the Secretary of Treasury, I direct the head of the Federal Reserve to honor these bonds and print the cash, basically, to pay off the bonds we've already shown to investors, and they paid for it for bipartisan legislation that's already passed. He could do that. Will he do that? I do not know. He should do that rather than default. But I'll tell you the problem with that. You cannot control public sentiment. You cannot control investors. You cannot control foreign investors, people who buy our debt. And that looks, by bypassing Congress, all that McCarthy and these clowns, these treasonous clowns in the Republican Party, had to do was say, we don't want the debt limit to go up. And even if Biden finds a way around it, the fact of the matter is that a lot of investors will get cold feet, and the price of bonds will go up. Let me tell you a few other things that are unbelievable to me. One of them is people who buy large quantities of our debt insure it against the awful possibility they won't get paid. Usually, they don't have to pay much because ours always gets paid. Right now, the insurance on the payment on our bonds is higher than the insurance on the payment of bonds by Portugal, Ireland, and the Czech Republic. I mean, the UK, France, and Germany, you don't have to pay much at all either. Number two, we have now got to pay over 5% interest to induce people to buy our bonds that come mature in July and August, 90-day bonds, because of McCarthy and because of the Republicans. It's disgusting, the treason that is going on. We're going to a break. I see the lines. The lines are lighting up. Do not hang up. I'll get you an order. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Stay on the line, a lot more after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fix?
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 35. Tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the north, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 55. Lows level off around 37. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Upper 50s Thursday, low 60s by Friday. Another look at the short range. We should dip down to around 35 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. I'm going to get to you all in order. If you can keep your calls under 2 minutes, I'll be able to get to you all this segment. First, we are going to John of Boaz. John of Boaz, my friend. Thanks for calling us in your mind today, John.
Hi, thank you, Matt. I want to talk about our history, the last 100 years of this government and our Treasury Department. 100 years ago, guess what, Matt? They went off, and I'll say it one more time, they went off the gold standard. This right. trillion-dollar coin is first of I've heard of it. Now, our president put all kinds of funny money into our economy, just like Theodore Roosevelt, FDR, did. In the 20s, he was a young man in the 20s.
Well, John, let me stop you for a second. No, and I appreciate you calling in. First of all, Biden didn't put any funny money, if you're talking about Biden. Secondly, we went off the gold standard under Nixon. And because the gold standard, most economists believed, was unrealistic. There were people wanting their, you know, they wanted gold. And, you know, there's only so much gold. We don't need the gold standard. Third, I don't like the idea of the platinum coin, but that is what I'm telling you is one solution. I think that would destabilize the markets. But I also think, quite frankly, sadly, if Biden invokes the 14th Amendment, that will induce some investors to say, well, the Congress isn't behind it. What the heck? And so I think a discharge petition is the best way to do it. But I'm going to say right now, we're paying over 5% on 90-day bonds because of McCarthy and the Republicans, when we should pay 1.5%. And number two, to ensure when people buy $100 million, you know, countries, they buy $100 million of our debt and they want to insure it, they are paying more than they are to insure the bonds of Portugal, Ireland, and the Czech Republic. And that is not right. That's flat out not right. John, thanks a lot for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
You know, when are we going to get some Democrats that stand up to these guys and say this?
Right.
You know, you had fun, you spent a lot of money. Now we're going to have to go and roll back some of your plans that were way too expensive for America. We can't afford them. That's why we're here. So we'll roll back some of Trump's. But tell me what your, or excuse me, of Biden's. What are you going to roll back? What are you going to roll back on your side of the fence? And oh, by the way, you want to lead by example and maybe cut yourself down 50% because we got to tighten belts. If you're not willing to lead by example or pay for your debt, we don't even want to talk to you because right. you can't keep lying to the American public. And I believe I'm right, and I believe we can, you know, they like to just go off the grid when it comes to abiding by the law. We don't want to do that. We still believe in the law, but there's many ways to deal with these guys. Biden could declare a national emergency and say, we're going to start tapping some of these funds. We're going to roll them back. He can do that, I believe. I'm going to hang up. I want to hear you.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Yeah, one thing I want to point out, when Nancy Pelosi ran the House and Trump was president and the debt ceiling was up, she didn't say, if you don't give us Medicare for all, we're not going to extend the debt. She didn't say it. We were patriots. These people, what they're doing right now is knifing the United States in the back. And I think that the best thing is a couple of moderate Republicans, not because they're good guys, but because they want to get reelected, had better get the message. You have got to sign on to the discharge petition. Thanks for calling. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Andy?
Well, when everybody was standing in front of the White House in 2017, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and Rojo and all of them, they had no problems with the tax cuts, you know, and those people. And then, of course, we had a lot of other things that raised it, the pandemic and everything. But I think Biden, I don't know what the fallout would be. I think Biden should just go ahead with the 14th Amendment and say, we're not going to default on our debt. We're going to pay it, and that's it. What can basically happen when he does that would be my right. question, or what would be right. the repercussions of that?
Well, the two things. One is the Supreme Court could say it's unconstitutional, even if it's not, to benefit the Republican Party, but like Abraham Lincoln, when they try to do that to him, in the Civil War, Biden can just ignore it. They don't have a police force, and frankly, several of them are corrupt. What bothers me is if we have to go that route, it's going to implicate investor confidence, and I can't control investor confidence. That's why the discharge petition is best. Thanks for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Well, the previous callers have talked about, I mean, that, and I think maybe each of the Democrats, when they get up to talk in Congress now, in the House, should read Section 4 of the 14th Amendment and just verbatim before they get into anything else. These Republicans, their duty is to uphold that, you know, is to pay the national debt, because the debt is not supposed to be questioned. I mean, and question that if they're talking about that, then they're all oath breakers. I mean, I'm tired of these people. You just call them out to their face. You say, because you don't want to do this, you are an oath breaker, pure and simple. This is what the Constitution says. Unless you adhere to this document, that you more than likely invoked God when you did it, because so help me God is included in all their oaths. But it's not written right. into the Constitution that they're supposed to say, so help me God. But most of them invoked God when they did it, and they're breaking not only their fealty and oath to the United States, they're breaking their oath and fealty to God. And call them out on that, pure and simple. I mean, that us upholding the Constitution of the United States should not dissuade public confidence. It should actually instill public confidence. And maybe what needs to happen is Biden needs to get a hold and tell the newspapers, hey, try publishing the 14th Amendment to the Constitution so people actually, and maybe newspapers not the right way to do it anymore, but people need to be aware that this is what the Constitution says. And I think there's too many people out there that do not understand this is what the Constitution says. And we should be tolerant. Number one, we shouldn't be questioning the public debt. And number two, even though it comes to, it's number three.
That's very, very good. I got to go to a break, but I really like what you had to say. Really like what you had to say. And we've got to keep pressing these guys. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see others of you online. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The Defense Department will boost its military presence next week along the southern border. to help Border Patrol agents when the pandemic health rule Title 42 expires. Today, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they will only assist at checkpoints.
For 90 days, these 1,500 military personnel who will be sourced from the active duty component will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring.
More than 1,100 members of the Riders Guild are now on strike. The union and studios, unable to come up with a deal on pay for streaming platforms now used by most media companies. In New Jersey, the Lawrenceville School settled a suit with the parents of Jack Reed over his death by suicide last year. The elite boarding school admitted it failed to protect the 17-year-old student from being bullied. More than 90 Americans have been evacuated from Sudan with the help of Saudi Arabia. Rival paramilitary groups have agreed to a ceasefire. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers says he hasn't agreed on a new plan touted by Assembly Republicans to send more state money to local governments in Wisconsin. It would increase shared revenue by 10% and let Milwaukee and Milwaukee County raise their own sales taxes. Democrats say they're wary of all the strings Assembly Republicans want to attach to that new money. Madison police say Badgers football player Marcus Allen had a stolen gun in his backpack when he was arrested last weekend. Police say they arrested Allen initially for having an open intoxicant at the Mifflin Street block party, and they could upgrade charges. University of Wisconsin and the athletic department say they're following the case closely. In sports, the Brewers are at Colorado tonight. Freddie Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Great show. I agree with your last callers, several of them. The bottom line is you got to pay your existing bills, and then you can move forward from there if you want to do cuts or anything. But you got to pay the debt, first of all, or you'll crash or all. And I think most of this is for show. They want to bring Biden down, but trying to bring Biden down, you could bring the whole country down. I don't think people realize how serious this really is. And the GOP, I don't understand how. I don't understand their thinking at all is what I'm saying. Bring Biden down, you bring us all down. You know, it's as simple as that. Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Good comments. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
This judiciary thing with looking at the Supreme Court, I watched a little bit of it, and it's a joke. First of all, none of the people are there that should be there answering questions. Then you had the likes of Ted Cruz yesterday saying that Clarence Thomas is one of the best Supreme Court justices in the history of the court. The first thing I would ask in opening, when polling shows that 62% of the country has little or no faith in the Supreme Court, I think we really have a serious issue here. And Mr. Thomas should not be on the court at all, and we're learning others too. But in Thomas's case, to me, Robert Bork was before him, correct? He never got on, and then Bush Sr. come with Thomas next?
Right. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Hold on, Dick. We have a Supreme Court topic in this segment, and I agree with you, as you just put it, and I think you'll like the segment, and I think that it'll have a lot to speak to what you're talking about. So thanks a lot for calling. Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi. One of the things I've always maintained is that the Democrats are great at governance, but they are lousy at politics, and I think that this is a classic example of that. What I would like to see Biden do is start advocating that we have to have a clean bill for whatever reason, that's fine, but then say that he's more than willing to have a summit. He can call a summit in, say, August or whenever, that we're going to discuss the budget, and we're going to have all the members of Congress, et cetera, but really hammer home that he wants to have these discussions about spending cuts as part of the budget discussion, and really put it back into the Republicans as far as why they don't want to talk about budget cuts outside of a debt limit. I think that would go a long way towards just educating and preparing the public for what's to come and how this is all on the Republicans and not the Democrats. Thank you.
Yeah, no, Tom, that is a very, very good suggestion. He's going to do a modified version of that. He's meeting with them on May 9th. And while that does involve, the debt limit, I think that's exactly what his position is going to be. Is, look, we can have a very fruitful discussion. We're going to have to on the budget. McCarthy doesn't want to talk about the budget because he doesn't want to have to say, I don't want to fund this or I don't want to fund that. He wants Biden to do it in exchange for raising the debt limit and then blame it on Biden. That's really what's going on. These people in the Republican Party, and I used to think it was just their right-wing little group, I'm beginning to now think that it's the entire party in the Congress. Why aren't people like Gallagher and Stile signing onto this discharge petition? Why isn't Van Orden? These are all in districts that had been held by Democrats, and they all claim they're patriots. They're not patriots if they let this country default on its debt. It's as simple as that. They should be driven out of the state. And so when it comes time to pass a new budget, absolutely, that has to be passed by the Congress, which is the Senate and the House. And it's fairly obvious that McCarthy can say, I want to just do this or that, but he's afraid to. He doesn't want to come out and say he wants to cut Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, the military, aid to Ukraine, foreign aid. He doesn't want to have to come out and say that. He wants to try to force that on Biden and then just say, hey, we raised the debt limit. He is bad news. He is not a patriot. And the people around him that are threatening his speakership, he has about a 5-vote margin or worse. Thanks for calling. We're going to the lines again. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's in your mind?
Great show, Matt. Very serious issue impacting our country. And again, once again, they're assaulting our democracy and the people in our wonderful country. We got to remember that the Republicans do not pay their debts. I remember all the parades that Trump wanted for himself and all the money he spent on himself and all the people in his cabinets that threw away a lot of money that should have been investigated. These people don't give one iota about money, and I think that it's time that the President of the United States, in order to protect the people of this country and the effects that this is going to have on us to just go with the 14th Amendment, because isn't that for the safety of the people in our country? They're trying to destroy us from the inside out, and we need to fight back. Thank you very much, Matt, and keep up the great work. Bye.
Yeah, no, thank you, Jean. I agree with you. And I'm worried about investor and foreign sentiment. Do you realize that China owns $1 trillion of our debt? $1 trillion. And all they would have to do is say, well, we're not going to renew it. You know, some of the short-term bonds and our interest rates would go through the roof. But McCarthy's sending them through the roof anyway. I agree with you. If I were Biden, I would just silently communicate, we are not going to default. So you can do this, but if you can keep it up, he should invoke the 14th Amendment, direct Janet Yellen and Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, to simply print the cash to pay for our bonds. Now, yes, they'll be screaming. The six tarantulas on the Supreme Court can say that it's not constitutional. They'll say, well, we read the 14th Amendment differently from you. They continually lie. They continually misrepresent the whole Constitution. But if I were Biden, I think you ultimately have to get a spine, and he has plenty of spine, but the guy that had the biggest spine in the history of our country was Abraham Lincoln. And when the Republican judges back then, there were Southern sympathizer judges, so there were Democratic judges, would pass decisions. There was one case out of Maryland, which, believe it or not, was a Southern sympathy state and didn't like Abraham Lincoln, and they had a decision that would have crippled them. He ignored it. What are they going to do about it? I think that if the tarantulas say you can't use the 14th Amendment, Biden goes, you're wrong. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that you can decide the constitutionality of what I do. But when you act unconstitutionally, I'm going to tell you, and I just told you. That's it, period, end of story. The worst that can happen is impact on investor confidence, but I think investors are going to be a lot more confident in a strong president who does what has to be done. And I agree with Gene very much. Now, I want to get back to the Supreme Court. I mentioned to Dick of Madison, who raised the issue. This is a very, very important issue. I have said before that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Let me tell you some cat's feet where it's sneaking in right now. The Supreme Court is going to decide a case, and it's a case where they are going to overrule the Chevron rule. Now, very, very few people listening to this show know what that is, and I'm going to tell you what it is. There was a case, Chevron USA versus Natural Resources Defense Council, and this goes back to 1984. And in it, the Supreme Court ruled that administrative agencies like the EPA, for instance, that their expertise and judgment will be deferred to by the court if it involves a matter that Congress has spoken on, but that there is some ambiguity in the statute. What does that mean? And why are they reviewing that now? In a modern state like ours, we have administrative agencies. We have the SEC that regulates securities. We have the EPA that regulates the environment. And there are many other agencies. And you need that because in 1788 with George Washington, you know, you had an attorney general, a secretary of state, and a secretary of war, they called it back then. And a secretary of treasury, that's all you needed. But in a modern state, you need administrative agencies with expertise. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to rule that the administrative agencies are not the final word on this, and the Supreme Court can run the government when they decide to in any individual case. That's what they're about to do. That's what they're about to do. Now, one of the things that really concerns me and bugs the hell out of me, and I got to admit it, is one of ours, I look on one of ours, Ketanji Brown Jackson, has said she is not going to sit on. She's going to recuse herself on this challenge where the Supreme Court is about to appoint itself the overriding administrative agency to decide things. And the reason she's doing it, she says, is because when she was on the D.C. Court of Appeals, just before she was nominated, she'd been assigned to the lower court case, but she never ruled on it. never sat on it, went to the Supreme Court, said, well, because I, you know, she's being scrupulous. Hey, do you think Clarence Thomas would be scrupulous? He passed on his own wife's emails, his own wife's texts. You think that Alito is scrupulous? He's the one that leaked the Hobby Lobby case, and he claims now he didn't leak Dobbs. What is Ketanji Brown Jackson thinking of? We only have three votes up there, and she's one of them. She's taking a dive on this one. What is the case they're about to review? What is the case they're about to review? And it's a strange case, and you have to understand why the Congress can't rule on everything. That's why they set up administrative agencies. The case that they are about to rule on is the National Marine Fisheries Service. National Marine Fisheries Service versus Loper Bright Enterprise. All right. Does that mean anything to you? No. Does it mean anything to me? Not on its face. But the EPA had decided, and the national agency that regulates fishing, I mean, you don't want people pouring cyanide in our water. You don't want people going out there and taking any fish they want. And taking our whole fish harvest, sort of like a DNR, but on steroids. When herring boats go out, they occasionally put an agent on the herring boat to go along and make sure that things are being done right in accordance with the regulations. That is the case that's in the Supreme Court where they're going to overrule Chevron. And in it, they are liable to say, especially with Ketanji Brown Jackson recusing herself and not sitting on the court, that the government can't do that because the Supreme Court didn't permit them to do it. Well, the Supreme Court only takes a couple of hundred cases a year. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many administrative decisions are made by the SEC, by the EPA, by the Housing and Urban Development? We need that expertise. The Supreme Court, the fiction, what they're saying now is, well, Congress should have passed a statute that says the agents can stick a guy on a herring boat. Are you kidding me? They work 12 days a month, and they cause nothing but trouble. They won't even pass a debt limit extension. You think they give a damn, a rat's patoot about herring boats? That's why you have administrative agencies. Why is the Supreme Court doing this? Because they're going to sit and lie in the weeds like serpents. And they're going to go, okay, keep doing stuff, agencies. But if any donor to the Republican Party and any business doesn't like what you're doing, they can come up to us and we will override the administrative agency and do what the donors want. That's what they're doing. In Chevron in 1984, the Supreme Court, the old Supreme Court, said they can't do that. They don't want to leave it up to the Supreme Court. And Congress doesn't have the time to do it. This one, just like in Citizens United, they overruled 100 years of precedent, and in Dobbs, they overruled Roe v. Wade. They're just doing whatever they want with nothing in the Constitution that says they can, and we are reflexively used to obeying them. I'm tired of it. I am tired of fascism creeping in on little cats' feet. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Will stand my ground. And I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to...
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 35 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the north, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 55. Lows level off around 37. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Upper 50s Thursday, low 60s by Friday. Another look at the short range. We should dip down to around 35 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on that Supreme Court discussion we just had. And to the point of Dick Madison about corruption on the Supreme Court, he was talking about Clarence Thomas. Well, I got news for you. It's a lot more pervasive than Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas was the worst example. You know, he's the guy, didn't report his wife's income, didn't report that the billionaire did his vacations, expensive vacations for the last 20 years, didn't point out that the billionaire Harlan Crowe bought his mom's house that he had a part ownership in. Clarence Thomas put a new roof just for the hell of it, fence, you know. And the amazing thing is that Thomas got bought so cheap. The house was 133 grand, which is, I think, double what every other house in the area went to. It's obviously a very tough area. But, and that's what happened. Now, how about Justice Roberts himself? His wife made $10.3 million in commissions as a legal recruiter for elite law firms in a couple of years. And at least one of which argued a case before her husband. She left practice of law. She was a lawyer and became a legal recruiter to, quote, recommend lawyers to elite law firms who paid her $10.3 million in a couple of years. A whistleblower has filed a complaint. Roberts listed as salaries, not salary, it was commissions. And it was paid by these law firms. They didn't need her. I was on the recruiting committee for my law firm. You go to law firms, you go to the great law firms, and what you do is you interview people that you want, and if they have half a personality, you hire them if you want them. That's what you do. This thing is very wrong. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Gorsuch is the one, you know, who had this fishing cabin in Colorado he couldn't sell. Suddenly, 9 days after he's a Supreme Court justice, the CEO of one of the largest law firms in the country buys it, and he makes up to 500 grand. 500 grand when he couldn't sell it before. And then this character, his firm, had 20 cases before Gorsuch. 12 of them, Gorsuch's opinion was listed, and 8 of them, Gorsuch went with the guy. He ruled for the guy that bought his cabin, and in one of them, he weakened the Clean Air Act. Kavanaugh and Gorsuch are also, there's a law school at George Mason University called the Anton Scalia Law School. It's contributed to by wealthy Republicans. And they called the two of them up and say, hey, would you like to teach in a very nice locale over the summer? You pick the city. So one of them picks somewhere in the UK and the other one picks Italy. They, all expenses paid, all sorts of stuff, luxury accommodations, luxury flight, and they get to pick the city. Now, the Congress wanted Roberts to come and talk about ethics. The Supreme Court has no ethics, no ethics code. Court of Appeals do. Every other judge does. They don't. No ethics code. And Roberts says, no, I'm not going to come. And then he says, by the way, we do have an ethics code. No one knew about it. Oh, really? When did you pass it? 7 days ago, he said. I'm like, last week, April. Now it's 9 days, April 23rd. And there's a bunch of general stuff. All right, do you have the signatures of the judges who agreed to this? Crickets. Crickets. There is corruption financially on the Supreme Court right now. And the ones that aren't just taking money for vacations and taking money for their wives. But the other ones, if billionaires are nice to you and continually make life easier for you with large expenditures, and what they want is social issues, subconsciously, and you're a conservative, you're going to rule for them. That's what's happening in the Supreme Court. We have a corrupt Supreme Court. And we have one idiot, one of ours, Ketanji Brown Jackson, recusing herself for no reason. We have a corrupt Supreme Court that is slowly taking over the federal government with no basis in the Constitution to do it. Go to the lines. Mary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mary. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Matt. So I was just reading something by the Americans for Fair Taxes, and they're reporting that before Citizens United, Harlan Crow and his family spent about $163,000 a year on average on elections. Currently, after Citizens United, and we know that Thomas was the deciding vote, they are now spending $1,500,000 annually after the Citizens United decision.
That is phenomenal data. I'm glad that you raised that, and let me build on that. Citizens United was passed, what, about 13 years ago? You have to understand something. From the beginning of the 20th century, for more than 100 years, the Supreme Court had ruled, because Congress had a statute, that corporations could not give money in politics. And they added labor unions, so they couldn't do it directly either. No corporation, no labor union. Then, several times during the 20th century, the U.S. Supreme Court and the Congress spoke on it again and strengthened that. These are some of the best Congresses and Supreme Courts that we've had in our history. It's the last 100 years. If you contributed money, there were limits. The exception, the only exception, was if you yourself were a candidate. In the Buckley case, Buckley v. Valeo, the Supreme Court said, well, if it's your money, personally, your money, you're a wealthy guy, you can spend as much as you want of your own money, but nobody else can pour money into you. That was for 100 years. And Citizens United, this Supreme Court, and it's the conservatives on the Supreme Court, several of them still on the Supreme Court, said basically, well, those Congresses and that Supreme Court didn't get it right. Who the hell are they to say they didn't get it right? What's about stare decisis? No. And they overturned it and said, basically, you can't make rules like that. So corporations give directly and labor unions, but they don't have as much money. And then wealthy people, not on their own campaigns, but like the Harlan Crow, give it. And the justices like Thomas, who voted on that, Thomas has gotten cash from Harlan Crow. That is crooked. That is what you would expect in a commie country, an authoritarian country, not in the United States of America. That is what is happening. And what is the consequence? What can we do? You can impeach them, but we have tarantulas in the Republican caucus in the Senate who will filibuster it. So we need 60 votes, and then we need 67 to actually do the conviction after the impeachment. And we have crooked people in the Congress. Time to rise up. I'm just going to say it right now. This is civic media. We should not tolerate this anymore. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, Direct Quebec, same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain safe.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denver.